Rosalys Béliveau thinks very fondly of her local fire department, and with good reason. One July day in 2020, her son Jean-Yves Béliveau was up early preparing for a trip when he suddenly felt ill. Before too long, Béliveau had collapsed. His wife frantically called 911, and within minutes, help arrived. But not an ambulance. That would arrive later. The first people on the scene were the Memramcook Fire Department, where firefighters are trained and equipped for medical first aid response. The firefighters used a defibrillator to help revive Béliveau, something they had to do three times.
First one didn't work. The second one didn't work. And they tried it a third time. And the third time he revived. So, but the ambulance was not there at all yet. So if it wasn't for the firemen, the Memramcook firemen, he wouldn't be here at all, because this all happened before the ambulance got there.
Not all fire departments in New Brunswick are trained or equipped for medical first aid. Memramcook was one of the first in the province to take on the extra duty with a pilot project in 1999. Dorchester has also been doing medical first response for decades, and the newly amalgamated Straight Shores Department with Port Elgin and Cape Tormentine stations is also trained to first responder first aid level. The equipment and training are one thing, but getting called to where they are needed is another. Most departments rely on the dispatching system of Ambulance New Brunswick to get them where they need to be. Depending on the medical emergency, the Medical Communication Management Center would dispatch an ambulance and also send a call to a nearby fire department. But that changed on January 9th. Since then, Ambulance New Brunswick no longer routinely refers emergency calls to fire departments due to what they call an upgrade to their system. Memramcook Fire Chief Gerald Boudreau says his department would get anywhere from 10 to 20 medical calls per month, but that's dropped off nearly completely, with the department receiving just one call each in January and February. Over in nearby Riverview, Fire Chief Robin True noticed a one-third drop in medical first aid calls coming into his department in late January. When he called Ambulance New Brunswick to inquire about the drop, he discovered the policy change. Eventually, Medivie Health Services, the nonprofit that runs Ambulance NB, sent a letter to explain the change to fire chiefs in the province. The letter says Medivie has recently upgraded their computer-aided dispatch software to a state-of-the-art system, and so the platform used to be able to notify fire departments is no longer a reliable platform. That is bad news for Rosalys Béliveau. She says without local fire departments responding to provide immediate first aid, she believes people will die unnecessarily. She's certain that would have been the case for her son.
If she wouldn't have called the fireman, he wouldn't be here anymore. That's for sure. Our firemen here in Memramcook, they want to go. They want to help. They can help. Mm-hmm. So why not call them? Mm-hmm. They saved the life of my son. And I'm glad, and I think they should be called to save some other people.
For their part, Medivie Health Services explained the change in an emailed statement to CHMA. Spokesperson Christiana Williston writes, "It is important to understand that ANB has never had a mandate to notify or dispatch fire departments. However, over the years, various fire departments had expressed that they would like to be notified of certain ambulance calls. As a result, ANB had developed its own system to notify fire departments of certain call types. However, it was determined in early January that this improvised solution was no longer sustainable. It is important to highlight that not all fire departments are interested in being notified of the same types of calls. For instance, some are only interested in echo level or highest acuity calls, while others may be interested in a variety of different call levels." That's Medivie Health Services spokesperson Christiana Williston in an email to CHMA. Williston also pointed out that it is still ANB policy to call on fire departments in a small number of cases, such as when there is a delayed response expected and when there is high acuity or an echo level call, and when ANB staff need help with a call, such as with a lift assist. But that leaves out many calls when a local firefighter could help by getting to a site much more quickly than an ambulance. Chief True says his Riverview Fire Department responded to calls like possible heart attacks, strokes, any loss of consciousness, shortness of breath, or any trauma.
Medical first responders are a very important piece, I think, of pre-hospital medical care in the province. we can get there with the equipment and the trained personnel that can save a life, when, especially when there may be a delay in the ambulance arrival. Minutes count, obviously, in response, and sometimes ambulance runs can be delayed, and it's important for us to be dispatched so that we can get there quickly and, you know, provide that coverage during the time that they're waiting for the ambulance.
In the case of Riverview, once the department realized what was happening, they were able to bypass the issue by asking the main 911 dispatch center, the Kodiak PSAP, to send all medical calls to them. That's because Kodiak PSAP also happens to handle the fire dispatch for Riverview. But that's not the case elsewhere. Different dispatch services are used by different fire departments all over the province, and most, like Memram Cook in Dorchester, have been relying on calls being passed on by the Ambulance NB dispatch system. Getting all the medical calls has also created problems in Riverview.
It has created a new set of challenges for us, because now we're responding to calls that we would not necessarily usually respond to. And yes, it does put it's taxing our resources, because we're sending firefighters to calls that they probably don't necessarily need to go to, like a sprained ankle, for example, or somebody just feeling ill. Normally we would not go to those calls, but now we're going to them, just to make sure that we don't miss a call that we should be going to. So,
Dorchester Fire Chief Greg Partridge says he's hoping for a coordinated solution that can rectify the problem for all fire departments who have been providing medical first response. But he fears that in the meantime, there could be preventable deaths.
Each department is kind of left out on their own to try and get back into business. Someone is going to die, actually. Someone will die before they get this straightened out. Because, again, it could be an hour or more before we get an ambulance to Dorchester. And they could come from anywhere. So it's a serious, serious thing. And I'm hoping that through the hospital, through New Brunswick Association of Fire Chiefs, that something will become of it. Sooner than later.
That's Dorchester Fire Chief Greg Partridge. In January, MediVie Health Services stopped their practice of calling local fire departments to a variety of medical calls. CHMA will keep following this story.